In France, violent protests over a possible fuel tax increase have been raging for the past three weekends. So far, several people have died. Earlier today, in response to those demonstrations, France's prime minister said the fuel tax hikes would not go into effect for at least 6 months. The protesters are largely working class, and they're part of the so-called Yellow Vest movement, named after the protesters' signature outfit. They're also demanding that French President Emmanuel Macron resign. His approval ratings are at an all-time low of 26%. Sophia Fischer is a journalist based in Paris, and she's been following the events as they unfold.
The tensions really peaked last Saturday here in Paris, and it was starting to become obvious that the government was going to have to take a step forward towards the protests, even though Macron has previously insisted that, you know, unlike past governments, he was not going to back down in the face of social protests, and he's really made it part of his political identity. It was becoming more and more obvious that something was going to have to be done.
Let's talk a little bit about the purpose of this fuel tax hike. Was this an attempt by Macron to mitigate climate change in some way?
Well, that's how he has been presenting it to the public, yes. The thing is, what is felt by the global French population, well, at least the Yellow Vest movement, is that the effort on climate change is not being put on the right people. They feel like there are many more taxes that could be put on more polluting industries, for instance, rather than increasing the price of fuel for people who only have their cars to go to work and who are already struggling to make ends meet. These are not people who are denying climate change or the reality of climate change in our everyday lives. These are just people who feel like they do not have the extra something to help for the moment.
Can you tell us a little bit about the protests? Who's taking part? We understand they're being described in different ways as far left or even far right. Who's on the ground here?
That's a really tough question because initially it is a rural movement. I mean, it's a very rural movement with little organization from people who have no experience for the most part in social protest, who are relying on social media for organization. But they have, when they moved from these poor rural regions to Paris's posh districts, they were in fact infiltrated by extreme right and extreme left protesters. It is kind of difficult to figure out today who is really responsible for all the breaks and fires that happened in Paris last Saturday. It seems to be more of what the government has been calling professional protesters, so extreme left and extreme right protesters. But there is still a big part of these rural people who have no experience in social protests.
What about, I mean, are the protests really about primarily about the fuel tax, or are there other issues that are getting sort of co-opted into this larger disorganized and leaderless really movement?
Oh, it's absolutely not only about the fuel tax. I mean, the fuel tax was really just a spark that lit something that had been rising for years, especially since Macron's election. It's really a global feeling that Macron is out of touch with the working class. He is frequently called the president of the rich. It's a movement that's predominantly against a tax system that is called unfair and just, because since his election, Macron has made increases on global taxes that proportionally actually impact smaller salaries much more than they do bigger ones, while at the same time making tax cuts for the extremely wealthy. So there's a number of grievances, but it is this feeling of injustice and of mounting inequalities, which is actually at the core of this protest. And really, fuel taxes were just the spark that lit everything up.
Let's talk a little bit about how the protests, the impact the protests have had on the ground. Are we expecting a halt to protests now that Macron's administration essentially has announced this pause, or do we expect the protests to continue?
It is kind of difficult to say today, really, whether or not this will stop the riots, because what has been announced is very specific. It's only tackling the tip of the iceberg. I mean, the government has talked about a pause for the increase of fuel taxes for 6 months. There was a promise that gas and electricity prices, which usually rise every January, will not increase this year. But I mean, it is very specific and really not tackling the complete issue here.
And we've been hearing also the French press comparing these protests to the May 1968 protests. Would you say that they're similar or not so much?
They are similar in the way that they are extremely violent and are directed against mostly the same entities, but they are different in what they are made up of. The Paris 68 protests really were started in Paris in the Latin district, which were, you know, people with intellectuals, students, etc. Here we have single mothers, nurses, construction workers, bus drivers who come from peripheral cities or really rural areas of France who have really started this movement. When we talk about a grassroots movement, this is really, you can't get more grassroots than this. Whereas 68 was more of an intellectual revolt in the beginning.
What are you watching for going forward, Sophia, from the French government and from the protesters?
I think what we need to be watching for is the real shift in the Macron tactic in terms of listening to this revolt, to this unease that has been going on and has been grumbling for the past 18 months. It will be really interesting to see if he politically comes forward and says, perhaps I've made a mistake or perhaps I haven't listened enough in the past 18 months, which is sort of what he started to do this morning through the voice of his prime minister. But I think that they will need to meet in a middle ground, but finding that middle ground will be extremely complicated considering Macron's political identity, which is not a given, and considering these yellow vests identity, which is not a given either. They're both going to have to give some ground, and that is going to be extremely complicated.
Sophia Fischer is a journalist based in Paris. Sophia, thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.